I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Wall Street delivered a body blow to financial markets all over the globe today. Stock and bond markets reeled following the news that Lehman Brothers, 150 years old and the fourth largest investment bank in the U.S., has filed for bankruptcy. And then on top of that, another Wall Street icon, Merrill Lynch, has been bought at fire sale prices. We're going to hear from Europe later, but first, here's The World's Matthew Bell on the impact of the financial turmoil.
The front page of the Wall Street Journal is not known for sensationalism, but its lead story today could hardly have opened with a more ominous sentence. The American financial system, the paper reads, was shaken to its core on Sunday. Alan Greenspan is another voice not known for hyperbole, and here's how the former chairman of the Federal Reserve described recent events.
This is a once-in-a-half-century, probably once-in-a-century type of event. There's no question that this is in the process of outstripping anything I've seen, and it still is not resolved, and it still has a way to go. And indeed, it will continue to be a corrosive force until the price of homes in the United States stabilizes.
No one knows how many Americans have yet to lose their homes and what that will mean for the overall economy. But President Bush weighed in on the news today with a firm message of confidence.
In the short run, adjustments in the financial markets can be painful, both for the people concerned about their investments and for the employees of the affected firms. In the long run, I'm confident that our capital markets are flexible and resilient and can deal with these adjustments.
What Mr. Bush called adjustments really amount to a tectonic shift, says Sebastian Mallaby of the Council on Foreign Relations.
I do think this is a very tumultuous moment, not just because of the downside risk for the U.S. economy, but also because we're really seeing the shape of the financial industry and of financial globalization shift in front of our eyes.
Here's how Mallaby explains the shift. Three of the five biggest American investment houses, Merrill Lynch, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, helped blaze a new trail in global capitalism by taking huge risks, especially in the housing market, and then creating complicated debt instruments that they sold all over the world. Those three banks are, well, toast now. And Mallaby says the surviving big players on Wall Street might be starting to change their high-flying ways.
And so you see a sort of shift in the shape of the industry, in the tolerance for ambitious market mechanisms, and possibly also a shift of gravity towards European universal banks, which have a more conservative approach to building their business and which have weathered the storm much better.
The roots of the problem, again, lie in the U.S. housing market's troubles and the credit crunch that resulted. Mallaby says there's still a snowball effect going on here.
Because of weakness in the financial system, you've got continued economic weakness in the world economy. You've got continued downward pressure on the real estate market in the United States. Because the economy is weak, so people aren't necessarily going to hang on to their jobs, and so they're not going to go out and buy a new house. So all of this uncertainty feeds on itself. And so by definition, yes, any time people are scared, there are going to be more things to be scared about.
With that in mind, the message from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson today was this: don't be scared. We're working through past excesses, Paulson said. He called the banking system safe and sound and said the American people can be very, very confident about their bank accounts. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.